With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Philadelphia Marathon, one of the latest events in the city to fall victim to the pandemic. And as we hear from KYW's Justin Udo, although the race has been canceled, runners can still take part in another Philly run, although its format has now changed.
Race director Leo Dignam says this decision is one they've been mulling over for some time, and it was not an easy one to make.
We don't want to cancel the races, but we have to because of health concerns.
He says registered runners can either get their money back, donate it to charity, or roll their registration over to a future marathon. Dignam, who is also in charge of the Broad Street Run, says people who signed up for that will not get a refund, but they can run it virtually.
They can run it on their street, can run it in their local park or on a trail. This way we won't have 40,000 runners in one spot.
Dignam says along with shirts, masks, and completion certificates, they are doing their best to try to bring the real run to participants.
We also have an app that they can download their picture to the start and finish line.
He says everyone who signed up to do Broad Street is already registered for the virtual format, and they have from September 12th to the 28th to complete it. Justin Udo, KYW News Radio.